finally today, this winter, for a while, everything slowed way down. Traffics, transit, life in general during all those snow days. Same thing is true for the Charles River, parts of which have been locked in ice for months. But the official start of spring is only a week away, so this morning I went down to the Esplanade to see if there's any inkling of a thaw on the Great River.
It is icy.
Yeah.
This week, at least for a little while, I felt that winter was beginning to release its grip on us, which made me think about what's happening now as hopefully spring arrives soon on the Charles River. So I'm here with Julie Wood, and tell me exactly what you do at the Charles River Watershed Association.
I am the director of our science projects.
Okay, well, thank you for meeting me here on the river. We're not that far from the hatch shell across the Esplanade, and the river's still covered in ice.
Still covered in ice. You can still tell it's starting to thin a bit at some points, and some points are starting to crack. And we can actually see, it's not green yet, but some brown ground, which is a sight we haven't seen in a few months.
Yeah. It's so interesting to be down here. And, I mean, there are a few folks, some running, some people just walking, but it's not as active as it usually is. But I feel like there's got to be a lot of interesting things about a river's wintertime ecology.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, winter and then especially spring are pretty exciting and important times for a river. As the ice melts, we'll enter what's called the spring turnover. The water warms up a bit. Once it reaches 4 degrees Celsius, that's actually the densest point for water. So the water...
So 4 degrees Celsius, what, 38 Fahrenheit, 39?
Yeah, about, yep.
Okay.
So it will sink down to the bottom, and then that water that's been trapped underneath the ice all winter, all that nutrient-rich water will now come up to the surface, and that nice combination of nutrient-rich water and the oxygen coming in will feed a lot of the life that we'll see on the river in the springtime.
Yeah. Do you want to walk a little bit more?
Sure.
It's really beautiful. That's the other thing about winter on the river. Like, I've always found it to be really just gorgeous to look at.
It is. It's beautiful.
Well, here we are on this dock here, which in the summer is covered with sunbathers, I was gonna say. And kids who want to stick their feet in the water. I would definitely not recommend anyone try to walk across the ice right now because it's cracking here.
Yes, we are seeing some signs of warming.
So for as beautiful as I was saying that the river is in winter with all the ice and white snow, as things do melt, I mean, this is an urban river.
Yes.
And so, you know, there's a lot of muck from the city that I guess hasn't been flowing into the river as long as there's been all this ice and snow.
That's right. Everything that has gathered in the snow and that we've used for our snow removal efforts like salt and sand, all of that will eventually get washed down into the river.
Like the frozen dog poop which we just walked by.
Yes, exactly.
Now, how different is it with this winter because we've had so much snow? Is there a lot more runoff? The volume of it, is it going to be greater?
That's the other concern. Runoff pollution is pretty much the biggest source of pollution that we have to the Charles. It is a tough problem to combat.
Well, I don't want to necessarily end on a
on
a worrisome note.
We should end on a happier note.
Because,
I agree.
Because, I mean, happily, spring will eventually arrive, even though it may not feel like it right now. And so what else comes back to the river with the arrival of spring?
Well, I think we'll definitely see a lot more people down here in the park enjoying it. Another exciting springtime happening in the Charles is the herring run. We have one of the most robust herring runs for blueback herring in the whole state. We also have alewives that come in from the ocean and American shad. So they all, starting early to mid-May, the fish start coming in and make their way upstream and spawn. And then we have a whole new life cycle of fish and other animals starting in the Charles.
Ooh, whole new life cycle for the river.
Yes.
And for the region as well when the
yes.
sun gets here.
Yeah.
Well, Julie Wood with the Charles River Watershed Association, thank you so much for braving the cold.
Thank you for having me.
And coming down here to talk with me about the river in winter. Oh, and look, just as we're talking, there is someone out on the ice with their dog. Intrepid. People are intrepid. Thank you so much.
Oh boy. Well, thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Well, as Julie heads back up the Esplanade to the Charles Street T stop, I'm going to keep walking along the river here for a little bit because it really is beautiful. All the ice along the river, white and blue, and the cracks are starting to form in it here along the shore. It just reminds me of something that I saw years and years and years ago in my first New England winter. The river froze over, and I remember seeing a solitary set of footprints crossing the river on the Boston side along the Longfellow Bridge all the way over to the Cambridge side. That person was very brave, perhaps more than a little foolish. And that image of that pair of footprints, we got a news helicopter going overhead, but that image of that pair of footprints will always stay with me because looking at them, they could have been made 500 years ago. They could have been made 200 years ago. They could have been made at a time where the river reliably froze over every winter and people played hockey on ponds and lakes. It was just one of those things that even now, in 2015, makes the Charles River seem like a very timeless place.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a great weekend. Join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.